Out to America's Radio Newsline, standing by, Ruben Navarrete Jr. He is, of course, a nationally syndicated columnist. You've seen him on CNN. He is an expert on legal and illegal immigration issues. Ruben, welcome back to America's Radio News.
Chris, great to be with you.
Two Latinos that are prominently on the national stage making news in different arenas yesterday. Of course, Mr. Cruz is going to CPAC today, but it was Rubio's turn first off yesterday. What did you think of the speech? And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Rubio kind of set himself up in the vein of a more of an establishment candidate. You agree or disagree?
I think that he set himself up as a traditional conservative, and I think that he went back to strong conservative values with regard to abortion, certainly, and traditional marriage, traditional values that resonate with that crowd. Crowd loved it. He's a great speaker, there's no question. One of the things I took note of, I know a lot of people did, is he's been doing a lot of work lately on immigration reform. He is a leader in the Senate in pushing for immigration reform. Did not mention it during the speech because I think he's smart enough to know that this is not something that plays well with some members of that crowd. But at the end of the day, if you have doubts about Rubio being, quote, a real conservative, I think his tone on the social issues put that doubt to rest.
Yeah, and then you have Ted Cruz, who by all accounts is really shaking up the Senate. Senators really don't like that they have this type of decorum, this go along to get along type mentality.
Right.
And Senator Feinstein yesterday, in your state, as a matter of fact, the senator from your state, the senior senator from California, didn't really take too kindly to being lectured about the Constitution by this upstart Ted Cruz. What was your take on that whole exchange?
Well, this is this famous exchange where, you know, Dianne Feinstein just exasperated says, "I'm not a sixth grader." And I realized after I saw the entire tape, I know she's not a sixth grader. Now we know why. She couldn't pass the entrance exam.
I see.
I'm not sure what this, you know, senator learned 50 years ago when she studied at Stanford. It must have been art history because she's exactly right. She's not a lawyer. She said that later in the exchange. And to think that you would get into a debate on the Constitution with Ted Cruz, who before he got to the Senate was one of the best constitutional lawyers in the country, argued before the Supreme Court 9 times, right? Knows the Constitution better than anybody in the Senate. It wasn't just Feinstein who didn't like the questioning. Pat Leahy and Dick Durbin also jumped in to her rescue. It was 3-on-1, Chris, at one point. 3-on-1 against Cruz, and Cruz still came out on top. It was an amazing exchange.
And their whole argument was, we've been here for 3 decades. Some folks here in the country are saying that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of it all, if you watch this tape, basically what the senator is saying, Feinstein is saying, is I don't have to go to law school. I don't have to be a lawyer. The fact is I make laws, which means I don't have to understand the law. If I make the law, I don't have to understand it. I don't have to have studied it. And they didn't take kindly to the smartest kid in the class, you know, basically setting a trap for Feinstein this way. And this is Cruz at his best. He's done this before. You saw what he did to Chuck Hagel. Mm-hmm. You know, he makes sashimi out of Chuck Hagel. He goes on to, you know, fry Eric Holder, the attorney general, before the committee. He takes this job seriously, and he's very good at it, and he's just so incredibly smart, and they're not, and it shows.
Well, the substance, and let's remind the folks what the substance of the question was about, that it seems to be okay in some people's minds to tinker around with the Second Amendment.
Right.
And Mr. Cruz's question was rather simple, I thought, was, would you feel comfortable tinkering around with the First Amendment or maybe the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights in the U.S. Constitution?
Right.
And as you said, it was a trap, but it looks like Feinstein didn't even want to address it. Neither did the other senators. They just wanted to tell Cruz how much of an upstart and how much of a whelp he was.
Yeah, you have to look at the tape. Because one sign that you're winning the argument is when they get personal, when they lose their cool, when they don't answer the question, when they try to change the subject. All this happens in the course of just 4 or 5 minutes. And all 3 senators, as I mentioned, Leahy, Durbin, and Feinstein, are all guilty of this. Nobody wants to engage Cruz on this question because he zeroed right in on it. Why is it the liberals love the First Amendment, love the Fourth Amendment, do not care for the Second, and would love to peel it off? And so, independent of how you feel about gun controls and the like, this was a very fair constitutional question, and they just didn't feel like engaging it because, as I said before, you know, being a senator means never having to read the Constitution.
Ruben Navarrete Jr., he is a nationally syndicated columnist. You've seen him on CNN. He is an expert in immigration issues, both legal and illegal, and the reform